Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for your Son, Jesus, who died for our sins, and that by your grace, we can now enter into everlasting life with you. Lord, we thank you for your Word and how it teaches us about yourself, about your Son, Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, you promised that you'd give us your Holy Spirit to teach us all truth. And Lord, that also your Holy Spirit would empower to live us, for us to live according to those ways. And we're just so grateful today. And we give you thanks for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Persuade Men or God? And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10. Paul the Apostle has spoken authoritatively in the first few verses of the book of Galatians. He began with an introduction which included a statement about his authority, a blessing of grace and peace, and the gospel message that Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world. However, though Paul gave God the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, glory for giving this good news, there were some among the churches in Galatia that were perverting his gospel. He emphatically wrote, "Let them be accursed," in the previous two verses of our study. And today he continues his thoughts about this matter in verse 10 and of chapter 1 of Galatians, where he wrote, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Paul wrote in a rhetorical manner, "For do I now persuade men or God?" The idea behind the word persuade is to induce by words to believe, to make friends of, win one's favor, or gain one's goodwill. Paul presents this argument for the Galatians to consider. Who do you think that I want the favor of, God or men? Paul's answer is hidden within this question. His implication is that there is no comparison between pleasing God and men. This perhaps is the reason that he is so direct in his comments when he accursed those who pervert the gospel. Paul was not necessarily seeking the favor of man, but the favor of God. Paul also includes in this verse, "Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." There were teachers among the Judaizers who were known to be pleasers of men. They promoted ideas that elevated men and women in the eyes of others, such as, "Look at how holy this one is or that one is because they keep the law," or, "This one is more holy than that one because they do this holy thing and the other person doesn't." Isn't it amazing how people measure their holiness against one another? Paul wrote in the Second Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 10 and verse 12, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." Paul says that his attention is upon God. His aim is to please the Heavenly Father. He knows that to try to please men would mean that he was the servant of men. Paul, rather, was the servant of Jesus Christ. He would not void his servant relationship with Christ by substituting it for the lesser role of serving men. Paul's focus and life was upon pleasing the Lord, and it was the Lord Jesus only whom he would serve. Who do we serve? Are we caught in the trap of seeking others' favor? Do we rely upon our own self-worth being established by whether we align with others' admiration or not? Do we conduct our business in such a manner that it will always please others, even if it means a compromise to the gospel of Jesus Christ? Perhaps as we meditate upon these thoughts today, we will discover areas where we desire that men favor us more than God. And when we do, let us alter our paths to align with the one who has the power to eventually say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Next time, we see the source of Paul's gospel. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.